So welcome everyone to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this podcast is for women who want to walk closely with God, strengthen their relationship, or just start summing up with God that they've never had before. Now, you're going to hear from me and a few special guest speakers that I've invited from a couple of times that you're going to hear on this show. And they share tips, and I do too, on what gives a real sense of strength and closeness and a real deep walk from the heart with God, you know? So I really hope you enjoy this podcast, and I'd love to hear your thoughts at the end. Enjoy the podcast. All right. I wanted to know, how is your life going? Do you think there's areas that you can improve, make a new groove, and make it happen? So I wanted to talk to you about a book that I'm reading. It's not actually technically a spiritual book, but it's a very good book, Atomic Habits by James Clear. Okay. You can get it on all those different websites. I got mine on Amazon. I'm sure you can get it as an ebook, whatever kind of works for you, yeah. Now, let me give you the crux of this book. And it's gonna, and I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna help you, right? So, Atomic Habits, right? So the basis of this book, he says, do small things consistently for big change. Let me read you this. He says, all big things come from small beginnings. The seed of every habit is a single tiny decision. But as that decision is repeated, a habit sprouts and grows stronger. Roots entrench themselves, branches grow. The task of breaking a bad habit is like uprooting a powerful oak within us. And the task of building a good habit is like cultivating a delicate flower one day at a time. So I just wanted to read you that. So this book has really helped me. And like I always try and read, I'll read like obviously a faith book, I'll read the Bible, of course, and I'll read like a book that kind of talks about like self-improvement, improve your mind, improve your body, you know, other things that can help you. So I wanted to talk about this Atomic Habits, doing little things consistently, daily or weekly to give a big change over time, almost like compounding. Okay, now you can relate this in so many different areas. Okay, you can do this. Like, let me go to my favorite topic of prayer. Now, of course, you know, if you're a Christian woman, you should be praying each day because God wants to hear from you. Or if you're someone who's new to the faith, praying or speaking to God is you communicating to God what's on your heart. He already knows, but just wants to hear it from your mouth, okay? And with prayer, right, it's little bits and often. So some people are like, I prayed for an hour today. Yeah, great. You prayed for an hour today between 5 and 6. What about the rest of the day? Were you not awake? Were you not breathing? So what I like about prayer is, yes, do your hour in the morning, do your half an hour in the morning, whatever kind of works for you in your timetable. Just make sure you're connecting to God, not sleeping on God, okay? And with prayer, I find that little bits and often throughout the day really help me to strengthen and remind myself I'm not in this battle alone. God is with me. So I try to pray, like, I'll try and make sure every hour I get up from my desk or whatever, try and pray, say something to God, say, God, I'm grateful for this, or thank you for this, or help me in this area, etc. I'm feeling tired. Sometimes I'm just feeling straight up tired. So I find that doing little bits of prayer, like if you go bathroom, when you're going to get a drink, if you're going for a walk, when you're going on the train, if you're out and about, wherever you are, those things really help me. So doing little bits in prayer and often throughout the day helps me to really remind myself that, okay, don't do this in your own strength, Leanne. Try to do your work. Try to have this conversation. Do it in God's strength. Walk with God, you know? So that's why I'd give you the tip about prayer. Have your kind of core times that you do it, whether you pray just before bed, you pray in the morning, but throughout the day, do little bits, little bits, little bits. And over time, you're going to see that you've grown in the area of you don't have so much doubt in an area, you don't have so much worry or stress in an area, you able to handle situations because you pray more about it. You know, things like that. So doing little bits and often, you see that if you look back over a week, over a month, you see like, wow, look how God is working through you just by putting this little bit of extra attention to what it is he's trying to tell you, okay? And so that was prayer. Hand in hand with prayer, I wanted to move on to another topic. I also need to grow in this area too of fasting. Now, fasting is different ways, different things to different people, okay? Now, of course, there's Daniel in the Bible who did like a vegan fast where he didn't have any choice foods or meat or anything like that. But there's different variations that you can do. Always check with your medical team and that you actually do it. And you've got to remember as well, fasting is not just like, I'm not going to eat no food. It's to make sure you connect your heart in, your mind in with God. It's not just not eating food, because that's just like skipping a meal. You've got to really think about, like, am I spiritually connected to God in my head and heart? That's what you're trying to do when you fast. So with fasting, I'd say, if you're not really used to it, start small. Don't be like, I'm going to fast for a month. Start small. Do like a morning. So like this morning, I'm not going to eat any breakfast. I'm going to eat any lunch. I'm just going to eat dinner in the evening, or whatever it is that works for you. Or you can do other fasts where, if you know you're someone who loves to eat, I don't know, Galaxy chocolate bar, hands up, both hands up, then say to yourself, you know, I'm going to fast from this product or this treat or this show, whatever it is. You know, fasting is what is going to draw your heart to God. Because some people don't really eat that much anyway in the day. So when you tell them to fast, like, yeah, minor, nothing. You know, because some people are not really big foodies at all. If you tell them you're taking away their gaming, they're like, what? You know, so you got to kind of think, what is it that kind of takes up your time or attention from God? And that's the thing that you'll feel the deprivation from. That's the thing that I would suggest that you give up. So whether it's food or it's drink or it's a product or an activity, do that, okay? Because some people, it's not going to affect them to fast from food because they just don't eat that much anyway. You know, some people may just drink water throughout the day and have one coffee. You know, some people that have breakfast, they just have coffee and they might have a sandwich and then they may have dinner. You know, it's just some people, food is not a big thing for them. So even the fasting, start small. Start off with half a day, do a whole day. Fast from a certain product, as I've said. Just kind of build yourself up into it. Then you'll see, like, after a week or a month, whatever, God has really strengthened you in fasting. You're able to focus more. You don't kind of get angry and stuff like that. And you'll see that God is answering your prayers because you're removing some of it so you can get God's attention and say, hey, God, I'm not relying on this. I'm trying to rely on you in this area, okay? And let me move on. So I talked about prayer. I talked about fasting. I want to talk about, like, your quiet times. Now, quiet times don't mean that you have to be like, oh, so spiritual. You know, doing 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, whatever it is. That don't mean that you're a better Christian than the person who did half an hour Bible study, 45-minute prayer. It's all kind of subjective. Do you know what I'm saying? Yes, you must spend time with God. But the length of time is determined on you, where you are with your walk with God. If you're just starting out, just take your time. So with quiet times, they need to be like, you need to make it special, make it great. Make it a time you're going, getting ready for a date with God, because that's what it is in the morning. He's like the first person to speak to you. And I'd really encourage you, right, to really like get yourself ready the night before, because I found this has been helping for me. This is like small habits making a big change. So I find if I kind of get my pens and my books and the Bible or the book that I want to read ready the night before, it's not such a rah-rah-rah-rah-rah rush round in the morning. And this small habit makes me a bit more consistent to make sure I've read the book, I'm not rushing, I can actually sit down, focus in what I want to say, what God wants to say to me, what changes I've got to do. You know, all of those different things. So with your quiet times, make them special, make them consistent, but do little changes. So whether that means you write in your notebook this week or you use your Evernote, whatever it is, or you type it on Word, get yourself ready with little things. Make sure the pen's out. Make sure you've researched the page you're going to research before, rather than, because sometimes you may say, I'm going to do 30 minutes Bible study, but you're trying to find a page on Google for 20 minutes about grace. It's not going to work. Do you know what I'm saying? So do little things that are going to make a big difference over time. And another thing as well about like reaching out to people, you know, like if you're a Christian, you know on your heart that you should be reaching out, sharing with another person to let them know how great God is and let them have a true relationship with God and study the Bible with them. But it first starts off with you opening your mouth and explaining to them like, hey, how is your walk with God going? And do you want to get closer? And do you want help from me? So I say, like, some people are like, yeah, I'm going to share my faith. I'm going to invite 100 people to study the Bible. I'm going to share this. But just be realistic with your time, you know. So I say, like, if you're going to start out, like, reach out to, like, 3 people online. Message 3 people online on a Facebook group or an Instagram group or 3 people you met on the street. Just say, hey, would you like to come to our group talk on a Thursday? Or would you like to study the Bible? Just start off small, something realistic. Then when you get more into the swing of things, add on the numbers. It would be amazing if you can invite 100 people a day to come and study the Bible. You'd be like, tsh. Phenomenal. Do you know what I'm saying? But do little things and often, which will make a big difference. And just be consistent as well. Like if you shared your faith, you invited a couple of people on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, no one had really come back, don't just stop, say Thursday, Friday, this ain't working. Keep going. It's persistence that answers that gets the answers, that gets the reward, okay? So that's what I really want to encourage you. Just do little bits and often, even with your health. You know, to be a good, strong Christian woman, you need a healthy mind, spiritual heart, and your body needs to be healthy too. And like, this is a daily one for me. I had quite a strong athletics background, was quite ill last year, so I kind of expanded in ways I did not want to expand physically, putting a whole load of weight. And now this year, I'm really focused on, you know, taking down my weight and maintaining it healthily. Do you know what I'm saying? So even with your health, take it day by day. Whether you want to weight gain, you want to build muscle, you want to lose weight, whatever your goal is, choose it and work for it day by day by day. And like the book says, you know, atomic habits are small changes done consistently, which produce a big change. Like imagine drinking more water, not having the, even though I love it, black grape KA every day. I don't drink every day. I'm not like that. Mm-mm. Or making sure you go for a half an hour walk, or you pray, or you know, eat more vegetables. All these little small things will have a big change. You know what I'm saying? So do that. And just as well with your mindset, and if you listen to my other podcast about the battlefield of the mind, it's doing small things that will make a big difference over time. So yes, of course, everybody likes to love, say, I want to be this much weight in 2 weeks' time, or I want to have this thought process, I want to have this, all of these things. But change takes time, but it's little by little. Having patience and persistence will help you see the change. And when you look back after a week or a month of all of your persistent small changes in different areas of your life, you'll be like, wow, God has really answered in my prayers, in my fasting, in my quiet times, in when I'm reaching out to other people, in my health. My health has improved. My mindset is so clear. And do you know what I mean? Clearer, much more focused. I don't have worry or fears, etc. So do small things that you can do daily, that you know that you can be consistent in, and just do it. And just go for it. Just keep going, keep going, keep going. Then look back and review and think, okay, how has that worked? It'll always work in some way, but you need to always ask yourself the question, how has that worked? What can I do better? Can I do more, less, or work this kind of small habit in a different way to produce a more effective response or quicker to the goal? Okay, so I hope that's helped you. So look up that book. It's really been amazing. If there's one that you can think to suggest to me, please do suggest it as well. Thank you so much for listening to Lydia's Ladies podcast. So what did you think of the podcast? Did you enjoy it? What did you think? What touched you? And please feel free to let me know. And of course, I'd really love to hear more from you. And please like, comment, and subscribe after this podcast. It really helps me to know what to prepare in the upcoming podcast so I can have things that really help your heart and mind get closer to God. And I wanted to ask, like, if you want to pray or study the Bible, please email me at lydiasladies@yahoo.com. And have a great and amazing day.